We're turning today in the Old Testament to the book of Joshua and chapter 14. I want us today to consider a character study on the man called Caleb. And this is not the only place in the scripture where he's mentioned, but it is this 14th chapter of Joshua that we want to read from today. Joshua chapter 14, verse 1. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and an half tribe on the other side Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now know I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord saith. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Amen. And we know again God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts today. We want just to take a moment to seek the Lord in prayer and ask his blessing even upon our meditation upon the word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank thee again today for all of thy blessings to us. We thank thee for a measure of health and strength, Thank thee for our homes, our clothing, our food, all the temporal blessings that we so often take for granted. We thank thee for thy word in our own language. We thank thee for every spiritual blessing that flows to us from thy salvation, every blessing that is found in the Saviour. And we pray today as we consider thy word that thou wilt speak to our hearts, that thou wilt feed our souls, that thou wilt minister to every heart as thou dost see the need today. Once again, we lift up to thee those that need a touch in body, those that need comfort in their hearts, those in need of salvation, those in need of restoration. Each believer who's seeking to press on, we know we still need growth in grace and in the knowledge of the Saviour. So come and give me help in the preaching of thy word, and give help in the hearing too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many individuals who stand out in the history of the Word of God. And that which is written concerning them is for us to benefit from with regard to our spiritual well-being. There are some individuals we read about in the pages of Scripture, and they are a warning to us because they lived lives of defiance and disobedience to God, rejecting his mercy and his salvation. I think of Pharaoh, whose response to God's demands to let the people of Israel go said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go?" We are not to follow the example of such a man, but rather we are called to repent of our sins and to humbly submit to the call of the gospel to trust in Christ alone for salvation. There are others who were true believers, and we read about them in the pages of Scripture, and yet, because of a time of disobedience to God in their lives, they brought the chastening hand of God upon them for a time. We think of Jonah the prophet. God called him to go to Nineveh with his message, and of course his disobedience teaches us that it is not glorifying to God or profitable for us to disobey the Lord, for his way is perfect in our lives. There are others who were believers that so lived for God that their faithfulness is a great example to follow when we are saved by the grace of God. And Caleb, of whom we have read here in Joshua 14, is one such individual among the children of Israel. He was from the tribe of Judah, from which tribe would come the Lord Jesus according to the flesh. He is often mentioned alongside Joshua, for both of them remained faithful to the Lord when others were unbelieving. We have read here in Joshua 14 where Caleb came to Joshua and spoke of that which had happened 45 years before, when he and Joshua had been among the 12 men who went to spy out the promised land, the land of Canaan, which the Lord had promised to Israel. And I want us simply today to overview the life of Caleb and what we can learn from him, from what God did in him and through him. And as we do so, we think first of all about Caleb and his confidence. When I mention the confidence of Caleb, he was not confident in himself or in his abilities, but he was confident in his God and that which God had promised. And therefore he had courage and boldness, even when others were afraid and unbelieving. His confidence then was the outworking of his faith in his God. Here in Joshua 14 and verse 7, when Caleb spoke of that time 45 years before, when he was 40 years of age, and Moses had sent him with Joshua and the other representatives of each tribe to spy out the land of Canaan, Caleb could say that he had brought back word again as it was in his heart. Listen to what he said in Joshua 14 verse 7. 40 years old was I when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Now we have to turn back to Numbers chapter 13 to get some more detail of that particular time and see the evidence of the confidence Caleb had in God, giving him courage and increased faith when others were despondent and lacking in faith. For 40 days, the men searched out the land of Caleb. Numbers chapter 13 and the verse 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. They returned with their report. And of course, when we think of the fact they had been there for 40 days, 40 is a number in the Word of God that is associated with testing or trial. We think of the Lord Jesus. He was tempted by the devil for 40 days in the wilderness at the beginning of his public ministry. And in those 40 days, he was tested and he proved that no matter what temptations the devil laid before him, that he could not yield as the sinless Son of God. And Caleb and the men who went to spy out the land for 40 days, they were being tested as to the report they would bring back. 10 of the 12 men, when they came back, they emphasized the strength of the people of the land. They emphasized the great walled cities. And it was Caleb who stilled the people, and he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." What gave Caleb such confidence? It was his confidence in God and in his promise. The others, except for Joshua, they still spoke of the people being stronger and they had not been able to go up. But Caleb's confidence was in the Lord. As you read down Numbers chapter 13, you will find in the verse 30 of Numbers 13, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" When you get into chapter 14, all the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried. They wept all that night. They murmured against Moses and against Aaron. They talked about returning to Egypt. But in verse 6, Joshua and Caleb are mentioned. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land." And here again, now we see their confidence in the Lord. Caleb, we're thinking about in particular. "If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." The Lord is with us. Fear them not. Caleb had confidence in his God. And therefore he believed if they obeyed God that God would bring them into the land despite the seeming obstacles. When we have trusted the Lord for the salvation of our souls, we then are to realize the wisdom of having confidence in our God, to overcome every obstacle that we may face in life. Many different obstacles. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, John declares, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Faith in God enables us to overcome the world. When Paul was writing to the Romans in Romans chapter 8 and the verse 37, he wrote, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Now, of course, it is true, as saved sinners, there are times when our faith may be weak. There are times when we get discouraged. At times we can't see a way through the difficulties we face in life, but such times we can look up to the Lord and lean upon him, have confidence in him. Proverbs 14 and 26 says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." Caleb then We see Caleb and his confidence in his God. But in the second place, we see Caleb and his consistency. When we come back again to Joshua chapter 14, and we read the verse 8, there are words concerning Caleb which are repeated a number of times in the record of his life. Now, it's Caleb himself that's speaking here in Joshua 14 and 8. And he is looking back over the 45 years which had passed. And he could honestly say here in Joshua 14 verse 8, "Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." There we see testimony to his consistency. And this was not an empty boast of Caleb, because the Lord himself had testified to this fact that Caleb was consistent in his walk with God, his witness for God, his work for God. Back in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, down in verse 23, it's the Lord who is speaking to Moses, and he speaks about Caleb. And he says in Numbers 14, verse 23, "Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess." It's the Lord who says, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully." Caleb followed the Lord wholly and fully. They're the same word. He was consistent. In Numbers 31 and the verses 11 and 12, the contrast is drawn as Moses spoke of the fact that none of the men who came out of Egypt that were 20 years old and upward would see the promised land because they had not wholly followed the Lord. See of Caleb and Joshua, because they had wholly followed the Lord. Numbers 32 and the verses 11 and 12. "Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. See of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord." The contrast is drawn here. There was that consistency in Caleb. He consistently followed the Lord and desired to obey the Lord when others were doing the opposite. He was consistent when it meant being in the minority. If you come back to read through again Numbers chapter 13 and 14, you'll find Caleb was consistent in his exhortations to the people to go up and possess the land and not disobey the Lord. Numbers 13 verse 30, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome." And then in chapter 14, verse 6, both Joshua and Caleb, they speak, and they said again in verse 8 and 9, "If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, the land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land." There's this consistency. And now in Joshua 14, from which we have read, at 85 years of age, 45 years later, Caleb is still consistent in his walk with God. Moses affirmed in Joshua 14 and verse 12, Joshua 14 and verse 12, "Now therefore give me this mountain," this is Caleb speaking to Joshua, "whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And We read again the end of verse 14 of Joshua 14, that he wholly followed the Lord. There was that consistency that he had wholly followed the Lord. And in chapter 14 and the verse 12 that we have read there, we see again this consistency. I wonder, do you and I who profess to be saved by God's grace, can we say we are consistent in our walk with God, our witness for him? The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Paul wrote most solemn words in Titus 1, verse 16, concerning some who profess that they knew God, but in works they denied him. So we have Caleb and his confidence. We have Caleb and his consistency. But then in the third place, I want you to think about Caleb and Canaan. That is the land of Canaan. Here in Joshua 14, Israel are in the land of Canaan. The land was being divided up for their inheritance. We've already mentioned that Caleb, along with Joshua, they were the only ones among those of 20 years and upwards when Israel came out of Egypt that actually entered into the promised land of Canaan. Caleb looked back to Moses saying that he would have inheritance in the land of Canaan. And now he asks in Joshua 14 and 12, "Give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. Give me this mountain." And Caleb was given Hebron for his inheritance. And Hebron means fellowship. Caleb spoke of how God had kept him alive over the 45 years which had passed from he had spied out the land. When we have trusted Christ for salvation, we have fellowship with God. John in his first epistle, chapter 1, verses 3 and 7, he wrote of our fellowship with God. Let me read you these words in 1 John 1, and the verse 3, "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Of course, there are solemn words in between in verse 6. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." When we're saved, we have fellowship with God and his three persons. We have fellowship with fellow believers. Do you enjoy this fellowship with God? Are you still unsaved and outside his family? That your key has come, turn from sin today, trust in Christ for salvation, and begin to enjoy fellowship with God now in life, and you will then enjoy fellowship with him for all eternity. There are other truths that can be gleaned from the life of Caleb, but these things we have considered. May the Lord even write them upon our hearts and enable us to be like Caleb in these ways. And of course, Caleb points us to Christ. Christ, the one who came into this world with absolute confidence in his heavenly Father. Christ, the one who was consistent in everything he came to do because he was sinless. Christ, the one who will bring us safe to glory if we have turned from sin and trusted in him for salvation. So may God write his word upon our hearts today for his name's sake.